She stand up with people. Now, this is my wife, Sandy. For those that don't know us, the West family has a history in this church as deep as the church is, I guess. And I praise God for Sandy. She's here playing on the accordion. She is a great help me. We were both widowed 13 years ago, and the Lord brought us together in a very unique way. And whole other story. I've only got 10 minutes. So.
Praise the Lord.
If you have questions beyond what I speak on tonight, be sure and ask us. There's a model and prayer cards at the back. Be sure and take one of these, put it in your Bible, pray for us. Get it held up, right side up. The phone numbers, personal phone numbers especially, and the address to send support are out of date. So you had questions, my mother-in-law, Nelda West, you can ask her. She knows everything, or a lot of it anyway. We praise the Lord for her as well. Can everybody hear me okay? Okay. Maybe I better put this here on here so help a little bit too. Okay. In John 14, verse 21. John 14, 21, it says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Christ himself says that he and his Father will love us and manifest himself to us. Of course, everybody wants God to manifest or make them real to us in our lives. So if we will keep these commandments, there's a whole Bible full of commandments for us to. And that's why it's important that we study the Word of God and know what these commandments are. So one of the greatest commandments I consider is in Matthew 28, 18, 19, and 20. If you'll turn with me over there. Let's start in verse 19. Verse 19, the first word says, "Go ye, therefore." Okay, you need to establish some things. Who are ye's? If you receive Christ as your personal Savior, that makes you a ye. This is a command to missionaries, right? How many missionaries do we have here tonight? Okay, how many ye's do we have here tonight? Okay, how many missionary ye's do we have here tonight? If you receive Christ as your personal Savior, this command is to you. If you don't obey this command, Christ says that He's not going to manifest Himself to you. Okay, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." These verses are my driving force. The next one is in having a senior moment here. Well, we'll catch up with that one here in a little bit. Let's look on over to 2 Timothy 2:2 is the other driving force. 2 Timothy 2:2. Haven't used this Bible in a while. And it it's out of practice. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, I'll get it here in a minute. All Scripture Second Timothy 2:2. "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the saying, commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Okay. The command is for us to go to preach and teach and baptize in the name of Jesus Christ and commit these things that we have learned to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. This is reproduction. If this process hadn't have taken place 37 plus years ago, I don't know exactly when the church was established, you would not be sitting here tonight. None of us would be here tonight. We would still be lost and in darkness. So it behooves us to take these commands and adhere to them and practice them. Okay? As we go through the fire as it be in Hebrews 6, chapter 10. Hebrews 6, chapter 10. We run across all kinds of problems and discouragements and what have you. This is the one thing that keeps me going, regardless of what happens. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered unto the saints and do minister. That verse there basically says, I'm going to work and I'm going to labor and I'm going to do whatever, and Brother Lindell, my wife, any one of you have the potential of disappointing me. But I'm not doing it for you. I'm not doing it for my mother-in-law. I'm doing it only for God and Jesus Christ Himself, and they will never disappoint. He keeps the record, He keeps the books, and He keeps a just balance. So, regardless of the things that befall us, that church or those people or those Venezuelans, I just can't handle it anymore. Turn your eyes upon God.
Amen.
That's where your encouragement comes from. That's where your strength comes from. Back to, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself to him.
Amen.
Okay. This is the verses that keep me traveling forward. We are missionaries in Venezuela. We've been there about 10 years. We worked with another church and another missionary. A little over a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, we parted company with them and founded another church. We had another couple come with us and work with us. We set aside 4 weeks to pray about this, exactly what we're going to do, and seek the Lord's will. At the end of 4 weeks, we took a straw poll as to what we're going to do and decided we would found another church. And Danielle had a friend, and we'd been looking around the 4 weeks of where to put the church. And he had a friend that had this tin roof. It's actually seen, or a tin roof and post, and that's it. A concrete slab and a little depository, a place to lock things up. It was used as a bar, restaurant, what have you. He called up his friend and says, we're interested in using your place, and how much do you want for it? He says, use it. It's yours free. So in a matter of moments, that's about an hour after we made the decision, so in a matter of moments, we had a place to meet. We had our chairs at the house, and Danielle and Marty Carmen had some. The next Sunday morning, we met. We had about 20 people in gathering with us. We praise the Lord for that. In fact, one of them was our neighbor in front of us that Sandy had been witnessing to for years. The following week, she made a decision for the Lord.
Amen.
We praise the Lord for her. And then about 3 months ago, we had our first baptism and baptized 12.
Amen.
and it was a holiday weekend. A lot of people are off traveling. There are probably at least another 12 that could have been baptized had they been there. But the Lord has blessed mightily. We went and bought 30 chairs, and then we bought 20 more and 20 more, and then we bought 50. And we still don't have enough chairs. I built benches that took parts of logs that they chopped the side off to cut boards out of the tree trunks, made benches for adults and kids, and everything's still filled up. And in 15 months' time, 3 weeks ago, I believe it was, we had a special event, the second special event, with our new pastor of 3 months, and we had a little over 300 people under our roof. We've got a good solid attendance of 150 on Sunday morning. Tuesday and Thursday night, anywhere from 20 to 60. We have a Bible Institute of about 2 months now, maybe 3 months, that meets every other week. About 40 to 50 plus in attendance in that. And it even gets better. We've got a seminary started with 4 students. 1 Venezuelan student and 3 Piura. Piura are one of the Indian groups there in Venezuela. In the church, we have about 60 to 70 Piura meeting with us. Actually, we're kind of shamed by them because in the Piura people, they have about 15 to 20,000 people in their tribe, and about 50 to 60 churches and about 2,000 believers. So they are in dire need of training, and that's the reason they're coming to the Bible Institute and the seminary to study, so that we can train these men and qualify them to go out and plant churches in Caicara de Orinoco. Caicara de Orinoco is exactly in the geographical center of Venezuela. You put your finger on the Orinoco, the geographical center. If it's not on the map, I tell people a lot of time it's under the N that says Venezuela. So that's where we are. They're building a new bridge. In the time that we have been there, the population of Caicara has doubled due to the bridge construction. They're constructing a aluminum plant, supposed to do another airport on the other side of the river, a refinery, and a cotton processing plant. This is the happening place in Venezuela. After the bridge is complete, we can be in 90% of Venezuela in less than 6 hours by car. So this is another reason I see it so important that we establish a good church to train men to send out to Venezuela. Be it an indigenous or an Indian or a Venezuelan national, we're praying for Chinese missionaries to come into Venezuela. To my knowledge, there is no one working with Chinese. You know how many Chinese there is here in the U.S.? Population-wise, there's even more of them in Venezuela, and nobody's reaching out to them. So I've got pastor friends that I worked with in Hong Kong. I'm challenging them to send their seminary students and whoever to come and work with Chinese. In Caicara, of about 100,000, we have at least 50-some families in Caicara. And believer, all over the country, there are literally hundreds of thousands of Chinese. So pray for us as we continue this endeavor. The Lord has done a mighty work. In order to bring all this about, we went through a tremendous battle. But God was victorious in all of it. And the battle continues on. We now have our resident visa, so we don't have a problem staying in the country while the forces that be were trying to throw us out. The government says, no, you qualify for resident visas, no problem. Here's your 5-year resident visa. Another 4 years, we'll go for renewal. So praise the Lord for that. Continue to pray for us. as well as these other missionaries. The work in Poland and many other places is not near as easy, nor is it less important. It is extremely important that ye go and follow this commandment. Come visit us. Go visit your other missionaries in Mexico. And people think and talk about how dangerous it is in Venezuela or in Mexico. It's dangerous, granted, but it's much more dangerous in Venezuela. And the most dangerous place you can be is in your bed out of the will of God. If you're in the center of the world, will of God, there's no place it is dangerous. Come on down.